This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Okay, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from Peter Gordon. I asked the name of what current celebrity has this unusual property. The last three letters of this celebrity's first name are the first three letters of the last. Who is it? And the answer is Billie Eilish, B-I-L-L-I-E-E-I-L-I-S-H, who just won four Grammys last week.
He certainly did.
including Best New Artist and Record of the Year.
We received over 800 correct responses, and the winner this week is Roger Wesby of Staten Island, New York. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So are you a Billie Eilish fan?
Actually, I only recently learned about her through the Grammys, and I am a big fan of Chris Teeley, and he has a show, and he does a birthday tribute to different artists. So Billie Eilish was one, and then when you mentioned the kind of retrograde idea of the ending of the first name, and it just popped into my head because I'd recently been thinking about that.
Oh, fantastic. And I hear that you've been playing since the postcard days. What was it like when you finally got the call?
Well, it was, to be frank, it was a little scary. Like, I saw the number and I thought, I really don't know if I want to go in the air.
And the IRS. Oh, you knew it was us or you thought it was the IRS?
Well, actually, it was the day after a lot of stuff happened in Washington, and I thought it might be the Democratic Party calling me to ask for a donation.
Will, take it away.
All right, Roger, every answer today is the name of an Academy Award-winning Best Actor or Best Actress. I'll give you some two-word phrases. Change one letter in each word to name the person. For example, if I said Beryl Street, that's B-E-R-Y-L, Street, you, of course, would say Meryl Streep.
Right.
This is my jam. This is my perfect puzzle.
Very good. Number one is Top Ranks. T-O-P-R-A-N-K-S.
And he's up for an Oscar this year. He played a guy in a red sweater.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, who won for Forrest Gump in Philadelphia in the past. Number two is Jolly Hinter. J-O-L-L-Y-H-I-N-T-E-R.
Holly Hunter.
That's it. Am Pacing, A-M-P-A-C-I-N-G.
Okay, what was the first name again?
The first word is am, A-M, like I am pacing.
He was just in a movie up for a lot of nominations that was on Netflix.
He won for A Scent of a Woman.
Oh, Al Pacino?
Al Pacino,
right.
Is it? Good. Here's your next one. Wary Copper, that's W-A-R-Y. Copper.
Not Bradley Cooper?
Cooper is correct. Now change, get the first name.
Oh, okay.
This is a Golden Hollywood type guy.
Yes, yes. Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper, one for High Noon and Sergeant York. How about Clank Cable? C-L-A-N-K?
C-A-B-L-E.
That's it. Salty Yield. S-A-L-T-Y-Y-I-E-L-D.
Sally Field.
Oh, that's fast. Kissy Spaces.
Sissy Spacek.
Spacek is right.
Yeah.
Singer Rowers. S-I-N-G-E-R. R-O-W-E-R-S.
She used to dance with somebody.
That's a good hint. And also change the S of singer.
Could you say it again, the name?
Singer. S-I-N-G-E-R. Rowers. R-O-W-E-R-S.
Oh, Ginger Rogers.
Ginger Rogers,
did everything
is it?
Fred did except backwards and heels, yeah.
There you go. Grape Jelly, G-R-A-P-E, J-E-L-L-Y.
She became a princess.
Oh, Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly is it. Good. Nice hint. And your last one is Maroon Brands, M-A-R-O-O-N-B-R-A-N-D-S.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
Not utterly defeated.
You were great. It was fun. That's the whole point of these. They're fun, fun, fun. And this one I have to say I particularly love. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And which member station do you listen to?
WNYC.
That's a good station. Roger Wesby of Staten Island, New York. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from Peter Collins, and it's best to write this down. He says, "My friend Penelope, who is from La Jolla, went on a world vacation. She stopped in Santa Rosa, Toronto, and Casablanca. What European capital did she also visit?" So here are the important parts. The friend is Penelope. She's from La Jolla. She visited Santa Rosa, Toronto, and Casablanca. What European capital did she also visit?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.